Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're here today and we're in Tafsir al-Quran. We're in Surah Yusuf. And we're going close towards the end of the surah. We're towards the end where they entered. The brothers have now gone back to Yusuf. They enter upon him and they realize that he is actually the Aziz, their brother. Okay, so now let's start there. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa sallallahu wa sallam ala rasulillah wa alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And this is Tafsir Surah Yusuf during Ramadan. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قال هل علمتم ما فعلتم بيوسف وأخيه إذا أنتم جاهلون. So we went back a little bit. I'm bringing the story forward. Yusuf says to them, قال هل علمتم ما فعلتم بيوسف وأخيه وأنتم جاهلون. Do you realize? Do you, have you all learned, not, have you guys actually understood what you did? So he says, do you know what you did to Yusuf and his brother when y'all were acting ignorant, right? So this is the question he asks his brother. And they say, قَالُوا وَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفُ. Are you actually Yusuf? This is, أَيْنَكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفُ. Are you actually you're Yusuf? They asked him. He says, Qala ana Yusuf. Qala ana Yusuf wa hadha akhi. I am Yusuf and this is my brother. Okay? And he pulls his brother out, showing that his brother's doing good. He's taking good care of his brother. Qadamanna Allahu alayna. Allah has showed us favor. Allah has blessed us. Okay? Manna Allahu alayna. In then he gives a qaida. Innahu man yattaqi wa yasbir fa inna Allaha la yudhi'u 'amala al-muhsinin ajra al-muhsinin. He says, innahu man yattaqi. The fact of the matter is, whoever obeys the laws of Allah, is following and applying the laws of Allah, and that's what yattaqi means. Because if we try to put it in any other language, you're missing something. Because we say fears Allah, respects Allah, is conscious of Allah. But really, yattaqi means to have taqwa. And taqwa demands that you not only know the laws of Allah, but you are actually applying them. So he says, innahu man yattaqi. So the fact of the matter is, whoever is applying the laws of Allah, wa yasbir, and is being patient on that, is showing sabr in doing so, not leaving that, being consistent in doing that. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ. The fact is that Allah will never let waste the ajr, the reward, the payment of the muhsinin, the one who is doing good in a way to try to impress Allah and Allah alone. قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ لَقَدْ أَثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. وَإِن كُنَّا لَخَاطِئِينَ. They said, قَالُوا, they said, these are Bani Israel, the brothers, تَاللَّهِ, we swear by Allah, لَقَدْ أَثَرَكَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. We can see the effect of Allah on you over us. Okay? We can see that you've done أَثَر, the effects of Iman, the effects of it on you more than it's on us. Atharak Allah. It has more of effect on you than it has been on us. Meaning Allah has had more of an effect on you than it has on us. More an impression on you than it has us. Wa in kunna lakhati'in. And we were wrong. The fact is, we were wrong. They acknowledge they're wrong. He says, قال لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم. He says لا تثريب, no blame, no revenge, nothing, no problems. عليكم, y'all gonna have no problems today. Nothing. No one's gonna call you. No one's. They ain't even gonna mention what you did. اليوم. Okay. يغفر الله لكم. How quick? How smooth? He makes du'a. He forgives. And not just forgives, because he doesn't say, I forgive you. And this is what the language of Yusuf comes in a number of ways. When they came and asked him about the Baqarat, he didn't tell them. He gave them the solution, right? Which was better than just telling them this means this. And this time he does the same thing. He didn't say, I forgive you. He says, لا تثريب عليكم اليوم يغفر الله لكم. He's making du'a for them. No one's going to blame you. No one's going to mention it. No one's going to seek revenge against you. May Allah forgive you. That's better than saying, I forgive you. Don't worry about it. I don't care what you did when you threw me. He doesn't mention it himself. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. And he is the most merciful of the merciful. Then not only does he make du'a for them, he gives them da'wah and us da'wah. To let us know the sifat of Allah, that Allah is the one of his titles. He is the most merciful of all those who show mercy. اذهبوا بقميصي هذا. He says, takes his shirt off. Now this is, you know, we're talking about the governor. He's a king. That's what a governor is. A governor is what we call a slave king. So if you look at like the United States, each one of the governors is the king of his state. He governs, so he is the, they're just using different language because in the Americas, they didn't want to use the language of kings and call him the ruler, but he's the ruler of that land, that region, okay? So he's a slave king. Why do we call him a slave king? Because he owes the emperor, which we call the president, in the federation. They all have to pay him and give him and send him men to go fight and gave taxes to him. So they're only in their region the king, but the whole empire has its another king on top of it. So that's what we the term that's used for them. So that's what the governor is, the ruler is. So he's a ruler, but he takes his shirt off in his own court, right? Showing his tawaddu, showing his practicality, showing his simpleness. Even though he's a king, he's going to do what's practical. This is going to save my father's life. Sight. Take, he says, اذهبوا بقميصي هذا وألقوه على وجه أبي يأتي بصيرا واتوني بأهلكم أجمعين. He says, take this shirt of mine. Okay? This one right here. Why? It'll have my smell on it, right? It's my shirt. I did it the other times, right? He's not saying that to them, but in every case, it's been tied to what he was wearing, okay? The barakah of what he was wearing, right? Take it to my father, like I took that other shirt to my father and lied. Take this truthful shirt to my father. وَالْقُوهُ عَلَى وَجْهِ أَبِي. And put it on the face of my father. يَاتِي بَصِيرًا. His vision will come back to him. Then, وَاتُونِ. And it shows you that wa could mean thamma or thumma. Then, you all come to me with bi ahadikum ajma'in. Bring your whole entire families. Okay. This was the question that the Jews of Medina had come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they didn't come to him themselves, but they sent the pagans of Mecca, said, ask him about this. How did Bani Israel get into Egypt? And so this line answers that question. So he goes all the way from the beginning of the story to here to tell them this beautiful story of how they entered into Egypt. And it's at the end of the story. وَاتُونِ بِأَهْلِكُمُ أَجْمَعِينَ. Okay? So the answer is there. And I like the way it comes because you're enthralled. You're sitting there and you're engrossed in the story. And then the answer to the initial question comes just like that. That's how they got in there. And there's no question because it's been so detailed how they got into the country.
وَلَمَّا فَصَلَتِ الْعِيرُ قَالَ أَبُوهُمُ إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفْ لَوْلَا أَن تُفَنِّدُونِي.
He says here, as soon as, now they go out in two groups. The first group, it said that Reuben, the older brother, who had been staying away, right? And it seems would be the best one suited to do so. Rushes, he's the oldest brother, so he's the Khalifa of his father. He's the one that felt responsible to stay behind. He's going to take the shirt, rush to his father, and put the shirt, and has the honor of doing that. Okay? The others are going in a regular caravan, but he's heading out quick speed. Make it there. As soon as فَلَمَّا فَصَلَتِ الْعِيرُ, so when the caravan goes out and the cargo, the horse or the camel, whichever one it goes out towards him. قَالَ أَبُوهُمُ, their father says, this is the Prophet Yaqub, way back wherever he's at. إِنِّي لَأَجِدُ رِيحَ يُوسُفُ. I definitely sense the flavor, the fragrance of Yusuf. I smell, I have found the sense of Yusuf. Lawla an tufannidunni, if it wasn't for the fact that you all consider me a old, feeble-minded man. Tufannidunni. Okay? That's what we have the word afendim from this, in the Turkish word comes out of this word. Okay, but they use it in an honorish way. But to an elder, noble person, to fannidouni bil Arabi means you to ni me. Fannidu means you've made me an old, feeble-minded person. That's what you consider me. Okay.
قَالُوا تَاللَّهِ إِنَّكَ لَفِي ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ.
ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ. ضَلَالِكَ الْقَدِيمِ is sifa, is a description for dhalal. So who's saying this? They say to him, قَالُوا, the brothers are not there, but their wives and children are. And they have disrespected their father so much that the people around him, from their own children, are disrespecting the Nabiullah Yaqub, and they say, innaka lafi dalalik al qadim, you going back to your old dalala string. The English words don't come to me as so easy for this type of term, you know, but you're off it, you know, you're a little nuts, you're going back to your old baddie behavior. This is what the impression is. You know, it's so weird, but it's old. You've been doing this for a long time. And that's how they looked at prophets sometimes, right? Oh, he's having hallucinations. Oh, he's getting hearing whispers. He's seeing things. He's prophesizing, right? But not old era. That doesn't work, Mr. Nabi. Old era. Nah, that's not what's meant. You know, oh, you're in your old era. That these literal things like that don't work. And the word dalal is not just era. It's anta dalal. Even the English word that you get from the word dalal is dull. The English word D-U-L-L comes from the Arabic word dad lam lam, dull. Qad dallu kathiran. What does dull mean? He ain't straight. He ain't sharp. He ain't all there. He's dull. Okay? So remember this, the English word comes directly from the Arabic word. So dalalik al-qadim is, you know, like you said, you off it. Yo, you bugging out. You tripping again. You going back to your old bugged out ways. Okay? That's what's implied. Okay? So, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. I'm not trying to be, I am trying to be funny. You don't go up to somebody and say, oh, you're in your old era. Nobody talks like that, right? They say he's tripping.
فَلَمَّا أَنْ جَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ أَلْقَاهُ عَلَى وَجْهِهِ فَارْتَدَّ بَصِيرًا.
He says here, فَلَمَّا أَنْ جَاءَ الْبَشِيرُ. So then when the Bashir, he's called Bashir. Al-Bashir is good news, a good some. Like we said, يَا بُشْرَ هَذَا غُلَامٌ يَا بُشْرَ هَذَا مَتَاعُنَا رُدَّتْ إِلَيْنَا. Al-Bashar is a person, a man. Okay, basharun. It's because giving birth to a boy was bushra, good news. So he was called basharun, a good news, a person. So a bashir is a messenger, anyone who comes to your house with bushra, good news. So he's called bashir. فلما أن جاء البشير. So when جاء البشير, so when the son came with the good news, and he ألقى the shirt, he threw the shirt, not literally throws it, but he put it on his father's head. Okay, ارتدت عيناه, his vision comes back, and he became able to see again. Okay, when he became able to see, Yaqub says to them, قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون. He says to them, ألم أقل لكم, didn't I tell y'all, إني أعلم من الله ما لا تعلمون, that I know things from Allah that y'all don't know. This is literally the same ayah just repeated again from another place. He says, وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. When they were saying, oh, you're going to keep going, تَفْتَأُوا تَذْكُرُوا يُوسُفُ حَتَّى until you become حَرَدًا أَوْ تَكُنْ, you know, مِنَ الْهَالِكِينَ, until you destroy yourself, tear up your health. And he says, you know, I'm only complaining, and my butt, this severity that's on me, I'm only doing complaining to Allah. وَأَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, and I know things from Allah that y'all don't know. Okay? And he says here, قَالَ يَعْقُوبُ to them, Yaqub says, أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ, didn't I tell y'all, أَنِّيَ أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, that I know some things from Allah that y'all don't know. So he's acknowledging that I knew, أَعْلَمُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, that Yusuf wasn't dead. I knew that, is basically what he's telling them. So now the brothers are all there, and they say, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا اسْتَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا خَاطِئِينَ. They say the same thing that they said to Yusuf, right? But now they want the same reward. Okay? Note, they say, قَالُوا يَا أَبَانَا, يَا أَبَانَا, oh, our father, استغفر لنا. Say astaghfirullah lana like Yusuf did, right? Yusuf said, la tathrib alaykum al-yawm yaghfirullahu lakum. I am sorry. Yastaghfir. He says, ya abana, istaghfir lana. Okay? Istaghfir lana, yani, dhunubana. Inna kunna khati'in. We were wrong. But he doesn't respond to them the same way Yusuf responded to them. Okay? And this is one of the things that the ulama said. I'm just turning this thing off, turning the volume down. He's like, okay. I'm sorry, I forgot to turn off that phone before I started this class. Stuck for the Lord, he loved you. Hey, well, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. I guess I got kicked out of the class. Stuck for the Lord, he loved you. So I was saying that they ask for the same thing they got from Yusuf. They directly go and say, "Istaghfir lana inna dhunubana inna kunna khati'in." We were wrong. But he doesn't just let them get off the hook like Yusuf does. He says, "Qala sawfa astaghfiru lakum rabbi innahu huwal ghafurur rahim." He says, "Sawfa astaghfiru lakum rabbi." He says, "I will sawfa." He doesn't use the word sawfa and sa have two different meanings. Sa means I will do so very shortly. Saufa means I'll do it, but not right away. So he uses the long version. Saufa astaghfiru lakum rabbi. I will soon, I'll do it, but not right away. But he gives them some hope. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. He is always forgiving and he is extremely merciful. So there's a lot of conversation that the ulama of tafsir mention about this point. Some say that he wanted to wait to the night time. Some people say he wanted to wait till the morning time. You know, we don't really get an example of why he decided to not do it right away, except for the obvious that he was angry and he wanted to teach them a lesson and he wanted to take his time and go over it when he was private and not with them, because he's gone through a whole bunch of trauma over this particular issue as a father. So, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, Allahu a'lam.
فلما دخلوا على يوسف آوى إليه أبويه وقال ادخلوا مصر إن شاء الله آمنين.
So now it comes, they come to Egypt. They bring their caravan and all of them are coming. فلما دخلوا. Actually, when they were coming into Egypt, when Yusuf's men let him know that, hey, the caravan is almost here. Your family's coming. He went out and people now they are looking. They said, hey, the Aziz Yusuf is going to go see his family. Let's see them. Yusuf's such a good guy. Let's all greet them. You know, this guy saved the city. He's the one that saved the country. Let's greet his family. It's the least we can do. And so people came out to greet them. And even the king himself, he came out to greet Yusuf's family as well. Okay, as they're coming. And it said that he is the one that met them at the gates of Egypt and said to them, "Udkhulu fi Misra insha'Allahu aminin." So some people say, no, some of the Mufassirun say, no, he didn't say that. Others say, yes, he had accepted Islam because he was a follower of Yusuf. What it appears to be is that Yusuf is the one that said, "Udkhulu fi Misra insha'Allahu aminin." It looks that way because it says, "Ala Yusufa awa abaway," that Yusuf took his family, his parents, into his own protection. And then it says, "Waqala," and he said. So the strongest one that I believe is that Yusuf is the one that's speaking for two reasons. The sentence, the way the sentence is going, it already mentions who the speaker was. The actor was, and then it says, and he said, and it doesn't mention another actor, okay? And because he says, inshallah. So for those reasons, I believe this is Yusuf. But there's ikhtilaf in the ayah, and some say it's the king who said, enter into Egypt, inshallah, because it's his country. Wallahu a'lam.
ورفع أبويه على العرش وخروا له سجدا.
And he put his parents, his mother and his father, on his right and his left side, sitting on the throne with him. But they got up and they prostrated to him. وَخَرُّوا لَهُ سُجَّدًا. And when they prostrated, all the other sons fell on their face and they prostrated to him. Okay, now there's a point here. Remember, his mother, Rahil, has already died. She died, giving birth to Benjamin. In fact, that's why he's called Benjamin. Okay? So his mother is not alive. It is said that her sister, Leah, she is not alive. That she has also passed away. She was the oldest of the wives in the first place. And so the only wives that he has left is the two wives that he married that were the slave girls that he married. And it's unclear which one or both, but it seems like one of them sat up there with his father. And so the ulama say that from this ayah, we could see that the wife of the father is to be considered your mother. Because definitely it wasn't his mother, but he calls them abaway, his parents. Okay, and so others say, no, she's not to be considered your mother, but she is your parent. And they use the same ayah. And that is the least we can say, because abawayhi ala al-arsh. Okay, and he says, ya abati, he says,
وَقَالَ يَا أَبَتِ هَذَا تَأْوِيلُ رُؤْيَايَ مِنْ قَبْلُ قَدْ جَعَلَهَا رَبِّي حَقًّا.
He says, يَا أَبَتِ, O my father, this is the interpretation of the dream that I had way before, after all these years. قَدْ جَعَلَهَا اللَّهُ حَقًّا. Allah has brought it to reality. This is the sun and the moon and 11 stars, you know, prostrating to me. This is the meaning of that. So he goes on to give a bayan, he says,
وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِيَا إِذَا خْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدْوِ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ نَزَقَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي.
He says here, وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي, and my Lord has done excellent with me. أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ, since he took me out of the prison. Okay? إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدْوِ, and he brought you all out of the open desert. Okay? So again, this is showing you where they were. When people try to say, okay, they were in Syria, they were here. No, they were in the desert. Okay? مِنَ الْبَدْوِ وَجَاءَكُم مِنَ الْبَدْوِ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي, and brought you guys out of the desert after Shaitan had interceded between me and my brothers. You notice he doesn't say that he was thrown down the well. He doesn't say he was sold into slavery. He's not going to mention that because it's going to hurt his father to hear that. It's going to hurt his brothers to hear that. And he said, La tathriba alaykum. Nobody's going to mention you. No, it's not even going to be mentioned. Don't even mention it. Okay? La tathriba alaykum al-yawm. Yaghfirullahu lakum. It's done. So we learned from the sabr is that once you forgave, once you're over it. No reason to mention it anymore. So he just mentioned that, yeah, since Allah took me out of prison and brought you all out of the desert, after Allah, nazak, not Allah, after Shaytan, he puts it on Shaytan, came between me and my brothers, bayni wa bayna ikhwati. Okay?
إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ.
He says, إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاءُ. He says, إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ. My Lord is latif, meticulous. My Lord is latif, subtle. Because these are two meanings of the word latif. Okay? My Lord is subtle and he is leaf. This is one of the reasons when the surah begins and he says,
Alif Lam Ra.
Some of the Mufassirun say that Alif stands for Allah. Alif. Lam stands for Latif because he mentions him. And Ra mentions Ar-Rahman because it's mentioned throughout the Quran, throughout this particular surah. Here, Ahu Arhamur Rahimin. Okay? Who arhamur rahimin? Yaqub says it, and also Yusuf says it as well. Okay, rauhillah, right? So this alif lam ra, they say the lam stands for latif that's mentioned here, and the ra is the rahma of Allah, the Rahman and Rahim, and the arhamur rahimin. Wallahu a'lam bil haqiqa, the reality, but it's a beautiful way of remembering it and connecting it with the surah. Okay, he says, "Inna Rabbi latiful lima yasha." My Lord is meticulous and subtle with whomever He wants, with whatever He wants to be. Innahu huwal alimul hakim. He is all knowing and wise in all ways.
Rabbi qad ataytani min al-mulki wa 'allamtani min ta'wil al-ahadith.
And he starts making dua. He says, Rabbi, my Lord,
قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي, you have given me, مِنَ الْمُلْكِ,
from the possessions, from the things of the dunya, the authority. Mulk is kingdom, okay?
وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَعْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ,
and you've given me the knowledge of being able to interpret events.
فَاطِرَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ,
you are the originator of the skies and the earth.
Anta waliyyi fi dunya wal akhirah,
you are my protector in the dunya and in the hereafter.
Tawaffani musliman wa alhiqani bis salihin.
He makes dua. He says, Tawaffani musliman, make me die a Muslim.
وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ,
and join me with those who are doing salihah, those who are rectifying themselves, okay, doing good. What's the benefit from this particular ayah? What does he mention? He says, Allah, you gave me everything. You made me a king. You gave me possessions. Okay? Gave me all these things. And you gave me knowledge. You gave me physical things, authority, kingdom, and knowledge. What else can I ask for?
Tawaffani musliman wa alhiqani bis-salihin.
Only thing you can ask for next. You are fatir as-samawati wal-ard. Waliyyi fi dunya wal-akhirah. You are the originator of the skies, right? And on and the earth. You originated it. And you are my protector in this dunya and in the hereafter. Cause me to die as a Muslim. And make sure that I am with the Salihin. The ulama, when they talk about this, says there's nothing more you can ask for. To be a king in ownership and have authority, have knowledge, and to die a Muslim. And this also shows that Yusuf believed in Islam by name. Okay? And he believed in being a Muslim by name. Okay? So, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, this is the end of the story at this point, not the end of the surah. Okay? There's more where Allah is going to tell us more about this as we go forward. But this is where we would like to end today. And I hope that the story is beneficial, as alhamdulillah, it ends with Yusuf making dua. Okay? And what a beautiful dua he makes. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.